You're listening to Times the Brief, powered by the Salvation Army. Your donation helps fight for good throughout your local community. To give through Alexa, donate by saying, "Alexa, make a donation to the Salvation Army," or go to SalvationArmyUSA.org to make a gift. Brett Kavanaugh's accuser wants the FBI to investigate before she testifies. By Alan Fram and Lisa Mascaro for the Associated Press in Washington. Christine Blasey Ford wants the FBI to investigate her allegation that she was sexually assaulted by Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh before she testifies at a Senate Judiciary Committee hearing next week, her lawyers said in a letter sent Tuesday to the panel. The lawyers wrote that Ford, who's now a college professor in California, wants to cooperate with the committee, but in the days since she publicly accused Kavanaugh of the assault when they were teens at a party 35 years ago, the lawyer said, she's been the target of, quote, vicious harassment and even death threats. Her family has relocated, they said. An FBI investigation should be the first step in addressing the allegations, the lawyers wrote in the letter, which was obtained by the Associated Press. The development comes after President Donald Trump showered sympathy on his embattled nominee, and as Senate Republicans and Democrats fought determinedly over who should testify at a high-stakes hearing on the allegation just 6 weeks before major congressional elections. Trump has already rejected the idea of bringing in the FBI to reopen its background check on Kavanaugh. Should he order such a review, it would likely delay a confirmation vote until after the election. Republicans hope to have Kavanaugh confirmed by October 1st, the start of the next Supreme Court term. Meanwhile, Republicans are suggesting that Ford, whose allegations have upended Kavanaugh's nomination, the committee's vote was already pushed from Thursday to likely next week, will have one chance to testify and one chance only. Monday is her opportunity, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, Republican Kentucky, said Tuesday, a line that was echoed by other Republicans throughout the day. McConnell expressed confidence that Kavanaugh would be confirmed. "I'm not concerned about tanking the nomination," he said. "We should proceed as planned," said Senator Orrin Hatch of Utah, a key Republican on the panel. The furious jockeying over Ford's testimony underscores the political potency so close to an election that will decide control of both the House and Senate, not to mention the confirmation of a conservative justice likely to serve on the High Court for decades. Democrats complained that Ford was not consulted before the hearing was announced. They also want more witnesses besides Kavanaugh and Ford, hoping to avoid what they said would turn into a he said, she said moment. The lawyers for Ford predicted the hearing, as now scheduled, would include interrogation by senators who appear to have made up their minds that she's mistaken and mixed up. But Democrats also said Tuesday they were planning to attend the hearing even if Ford did not show up. Senator Dick Durbin, Democrat, Illinois, said he had a lot of questions for Kavanaugh. "A simple denial is not the end of questioning," he said. As Democrats press for more time to investigate, Republicans have been careful to say that Ford should have her chance to speak, and they've stressed that they're willing to move Monday's hearing behind closed doors if she prefers. "We're planning a hearing Monday. It can be open, it can be closed, whatever Ms. Ford wants," said Senator John Kennedy, a member of the Judiciary panel from Louisiana. "We're ready to hear anything she has to say. I am, anyway, and I think most of us are." GOP Senator Bob Corker of Tennessee, among a handful of Republicans who insisted on hearing from Ford before voting, said it would be a quote-unquote shame if Ford didn't show up to testify. But he suggested Republicans will not bend from their offer of a hearing Monday. "That would be quite something if she decided she did not want to testify," Corker said. "I'd assume the committee would then move on as they should." One witness the Democrats want to hear from is Kavanaugh's high school friend, Mark Judge, who Ford said was in the room when she was assaulted. Kavanaugh has denied Ford's allegation, and Judge says he doesn't remember any such thing. More to the point, I never saw Brett act in the manner Dr. Ford describes, Judge said in a letter to the panel. The risks of a public hearing starring the all-male lineup of Republicans on the committee could be high. Republicans said late Tuesday they were considering hiring outside attorneys, presumably including women, to question the witnesses, but that may be moot if Ford declines to appear. Kavanaugh, 53, was at the White House on Tuesday for a second straight day, but again did not meet with Trump. The president said he was, quote, totally supporting Kavanaugh and felt terribly for him and his family. I feel so badly for him that he's going through this, to be honest with you. I feel so badly for him, said Trump, who has himself faced numerous accusations of sexual harassment that he's denied. This is not a man that deserves this, he said. The number two Senate Republican leader, John Cornyn of Texas, was one of the few Republicans who openly questioned Ford's version of events. He called the allegations a drive-by attack on the judge's character. There are gaps in her memory, Cornyn said. She doesn't know how she got there, when it was, and so that would logically be something where she would get questions. Criticism like that fed a Democratic narrative that the GOP's handling of Ford could jeopardize that party's election prospects in the age of hashtag MeToo, the response to sexual abuse that has torched the careers of prominent men. Now this is really what MeToo is all about, if you think about it, said Senator Dianne Feinstein of California, the top Judiciary Committee Democrat. That's sort of the first thing that happens. It's the woman's fault, and it is not the woman's fault. Meanwhile, Kavanaugh has been calling Republican senators, including Kennedy, who said the nominee was committed to moving forward. He's not happy. He's upset, Kennedy said. He said very clearly and unequivocally, this did not happen. Ford went public with her story Sunday, telling the Washington Post that Kavanaugh had forced himself on her in a bedroom at a party when he was 17 and she was 15, attempting to remove her clothes and clapping his hand over her mouth when she tried to scream. She says she escaped when Judge jumped on the bed.